Mashiach comes earlier, the next people are going to be starting is the Kufa of Beinam and Solid. The time of the year that we're in mourning. Over the quarter. In the Chumash year this week, I said over a very interesting Maharal who's commenting on the fact that Chazal tell us, and this is the halacha today and the custom, that the first meal of a mourner is supposed to be something round. The Yaakov was cooking lentils because Avraham Avinu had passed away. Lentils are round. Eggs, rolls. How come? So Chazal said, it's a galgal achozer. It's a wheel that goes around. Sometimes it's this one, sometimes it's that one. Chazal used this terminology with regard to death and with regard to poverty. People are poor, remember? When you're rich, remember, you can be poor. Help those that have less than you, because you may end up in that situation. So the Maharal asks, why do Chazal use the expression of galgal achozer, something that goes round, with regard to death, with regard to poverty? Everything is. Life goes round. Every situation in life is something that goes to this one and to that one. What is it that we're trying to express? So the Maharal goes into the concept of the Galgal. You've seen the Rambam and Soli HaTorah, you realize that there's great importance to this thing called the Galgal. This motor that runs all of existence. The engine makes everything go round. Says the Maharal, this Galgal thing, it's time. It's the big wheel of time. And death and poverty are very much part of this. Life? No, that's above the Galgal. Life is the real thing. Life is eternity. No limits on life. Real prosperity, in the real sense, not in terms of counting your dollars. That's for real. That's forever. That's not a galgal. It's only the negative stuff that's a galgal. That's part of this big wheel of time. That hits people at different points in life. What the Maharal seems to be saying is that in comforting a mourner is a very important message to get across. As much as the human being could possibly suffer in this world, how long is it away? At best, maybe a century. What's a century? What's a century compared to all of eternity? That's all part of the time wheel. Suffering, poverty, even death. Think big. When it comes to morning of the Beis HaMikdash. One has to understand what it is that we're mourning and what it is that we're not mourning, and one does have to put things in perspective. On the one hand, when we study the history of Klal Yisrael, it is almost exclusively sorrows. How many good years were there in? For the most part, they were the lean years. For the most part, there were years of anti-Semitism, oppression. When was there no Jewish problem? And one wonders, so was it all a mistake? Jewish history is all of the great missed opportunity. We were to be the chosen people. We were to live in prosperity and feel close to Hashem and be a light unto the nations. And instead, we became the wandering Jew. Let's put things in perspective. In terms of Klal Yisrael, in terms of the members of Klal Yisrael, the ones that survived and the ones that didn't, the ones that suffered more, the ones that suffered less, it's all in this world. It's all in that little wheel. Whatever it is that we went through, whatever it is that we accomplished in our lifetimes, they provide us with that which is life-giving for all of eternity. Yes, there were so many victims. And children. And it's so difficult to comprehend, and it's so difficult to swallow. But what then moves it over? Oh, what was that? A little more, a little less. How much can you live anyway? They've got all of eternity. There's no question about it. For all those that are angry at what Hashem did to the Jewish nation, get the big picture. Every victim has all of eternity, and in a big way. You don't die on Kiddush Hashem and get a little place somewhere. They're right up there. And forever and ever, for all of eternity. Klal Yisrael suffering. The names. Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, where all of existence screamed out. Zu Torah, Zu Sfarah. Is this what he gets? And as much as that is Akasha, but the Akiva is all right. He's all the way up there. For all of eternity. Basking in the pleasure of closeness to Hashem. Without question, for all of eternity. When we mourn our losses. And we have to put that in perspective. And the way to deal with a mourner is to comfort him. Let him know the world hasn't come to an end. Things are different. It calls for readjustment. But the world hasn't come to an end. And the true comfort is eternity. What's this life anyway? A passing shadow, a dream, the different metaphors Chazal used in describing it. What is it already? So what do we mourn about when it comes to Churban Beis HaMikdash? That's the only real thing to mourn. The fact that Hashem created this world for one purpose. Hashem created to give. Hashem created to give mankind the opportunity to connect to Him, be close to Him for all of eternity. And what has mankind done? The tragedy is that for most of Jewish history, we've opted out, both for ourselves as well as for humanity. Most of humanity is not going to be there in eternity. Hashem created a world to give. Hashem created a world for humanity to take Him in, to take life from Hashem. And because of our sins, humanity was deprived of it. And Klal Yisrael, it's the missed opportunities for eternity. Not the missed Olam Hazeh. It's the missed opportunities for earning Olam Haba. Where we struggle in Ruchnis. Where when we save for our retirement in the world to come, the bank account is full of small coins. When Hashem created the world in a way that you can fill it, and fill it and fill it more. It's the lost opportunities of Ruchnis. It's the lost opportunities for eternity. What we mourn is not that Olam Hazeh is not as easy as it should have been. What we mourn is the fact that Klal Yisrael, and through Klal Yisrael humanity, missed the opportunity for a whole different level of eternal life. If there's any chance of bringing things back, it must first and foremost come from this recognition. What we're lamenting is not the fact that this world isn't as fun as it could have been. What we're lamenting is not the lack of the excitement of the Nisan and the Beis HaMikdash. And sure, it would be nice for everyone to be able to sit and learn, no one bothered them, and for all the secrets of nature to be revealed and provide us with all our needs with a minimum of effort. all the prophecies, they're all very nice. Olam Haba is still so much better. This is passing. That's not our problem. You know, when you're on vacation, things don't have to be perfect. People that invest heavily in their apartments will still be able to stay at a hostel. It's part of the game. Chabad Chaim used to say, when they asked him where his furniture was, he said, "I'm just passing through this world." You don't buy furniture when you're just passing through. In the world to come, Chabad Chaim has got good furniture. What we're lamenting is the lost opportunities for eternity. What are we earning of it? Kol Yisrael Yesh Lem Cheret Le'Olam Haba, and what's it going to look like? What could it look like? And what may it look like? It's a simple matter of perspective. The tragedies of this world are here to call our attention. Otherwise, we just miss the point altogether. But let's not get too involved in them, because this world is temporary. We can console ourselves. Lentils and eggs, they all remind us. There's this wheel that goes around. You're born and you join at a certain point, and you go around and then you leave at a certain point. There are a couple of milestones along the way. And some are more pleasant than others are less pleasant. And there are lots of people jumping in on the wheel and jumping off. That's all the temporary state of Olam Hazeh. Real life is eternity. And what we lament is our lost opportunities for eternity. And if the lamentations, if the mourning is sincere and serious, if you've arrived at that level of clarity, then you know what to do about it. And we push ourselves to create more opportunities for eternity. Not lose sense of what the real goals are in this life. Making sure that we're investing heavily in eternity. Rather than in the temporary life in this world. The way Hashkocha had it is that Av comes before El. The days of mourning, they precede the days of tshuva. On a simple level, it's hard to do tshuva when you're not so subdued. It's hard to be self-critical when you think you're on top of the world. It's only when we have a better sense of self that we're capable of doing our introspection. But more importantly, the cheshbon ha-nefesh of Elul has got to be, what is it that I invest in? What are my priorities? What do I spend most of my time and efforts on? And what do I give up for what? Rabbi Akiva was martyred. He's saying Shema Yisrael. And he said he always waited for this moment. Avas Hashem includes b'chol levav b'chol b'chol nafshach b'chol yodah. What does it mean to be a martyr? You're giving Hashem a present. What does it do for him? What does he need it for? What's he missing? Why give? What are you giving him anyway? Giving him your life. What does that mean? All right, now he's got my life. It's a statement of clarity. It's reaching a greater and greater level of clarity that whatever it is in this world, the love called Nafshom Yodecha, whatever this world got, it's all nothing compared to the real thing. Olam Haba, which is living in the Mechitza of Hashem, moving into Hashem's home, living in His quarters. It's an expression of clarity that this world, this world is nothing. Appreciating that what we live for here is to prepare ourselves and give ourselves a more intense relationship with Hashem in all of eternity, because there's nothing like it. We're not giving Hashem anything with Mesilas Nefesh. We're giving ourselves. But it's when you're so clear that you're not giving Him anything. That's where you reach true emuna, and that's what Avas Hashem is. Clear. There's nothing this world has to offer that comes close. Living to the world to come. What Chazal called being a Ben Olam Haba, someone who lives with a focus on the world to come. He understands that collecting wealth in this world is a hobby like collecting stamps. It's vain. And even though it gives you something, it's small and temporary, and does not compare to collecting growth and wilderness. Simple. It's simple stuff. As simple as it is, it's so difficult to attain total clarity and to maintain that clarity. And we lament the fact that it's been blurred. We have different chazals with different situations. This one was crying, that one was crying. What are you crying about? And everyone had his angle. What we cry about in lamenting the food is our missed opportunities. Hashem created to give endless good and gave us the opportunity to accept it. and this world isn't big enough to really appreciate it. And then over and over and over we just deny ourselves the ability to take, to accept, to give ourselves life, give ourselves closeness, and to give it to all of humanity. So we mourn it and mean it and have the clarity and have others get the clarity. There won't have to be anything left to mourn anymore. And then Olam Hazeh can come back to be what it was supposed to. The place where we build and collect the wonderful eternity that we're building for ourselves. Eternal closeness to Hashem, because there's nothing like it.